In 2 weeks plus one day, New Hampshire voters go to the polls for the nation's first presidential primary. The new poll numbers show Republican Donald Trump holding his strong lead in New Hampshire. The numbers for Democrat Bernie Sanders also show that he's up over Hillary Clinton. James Pendle covers the primary for the Boston Globe and joins us this morning as he does every Monday. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, given the polls showing Trump and Sanders ahead, do you sense that in New Hampshire, voters are seeing Trump and Sanders as inevitable?
I think Democrats are beginning to get there. I mean, a lot of Republicans have seen Donald Trump winning New Hampshire since July, and intellectually, they've almost already conceded first place to him. The interesting action on the Republican side is on for second or third place. But then on the Democratic side, it's a slowly creeping in that Bernie Sanders, you know, he's actually up, and he's up a lot, and that, you know, Hillary Clinton would need some sort of breakout performance in Iowa, followed up with an upset in New Hampshire to actually win. And they're starting to come around with the idea that, you know, Bernie's probably going to win this one, too.
Critics of Sanders and Trump say that they might win early, but that they might not be electable come November. Do New Hampshire voters seem to care about electability?
You know, that's a fascinating question, Bob, because historically, about right now is when we start hearing from primary candidates in the New Hampshire primary talking about electability. In the beginning, it's about the passion of the base. But as more people, the rank and file, everyday members of the Democratic and Republican Party begin to vote, electability begins to emerge as an issue. The interesting thing is that this year, we're not seeing that. The people on the bases are really angry. They're angry at the establishment. They're angry, in some cases, particularly the Republican Party, at their own party. In fact, Republicans in the base are more angry at Republicans than they are even Democrats. So we're just not seeing electability really emerge as an issue right now.
So there's some sort of symbiotic relationship, cross-party symbiotic relationship between Trump and Sanders supporters that on both sides, they want to shake things up. They want to stir the pot.
Absolutely. We're in an age of populism. This campaign is about taking it to the elites and the idea that you have people in New Hampshire who are genuinely trying to make up their minds between Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders is just really shows what kind of campaign we're in right now.
I should point out that you report for the Boston Globe, and Hillary Clinton today picks up the endorsement of the Boston Globe in the New Hampshire primary. How big a deal is that for her in New Hampshire?
Well, the Boston Globe is the second largest paper in New Hampshire, so by circulation, it'll get some eyeballs. I mean, I question the impact of any newspaper endorsement, but it may make people ask the question, well, why is the Globe endorsing Hillary Clinton? And then they read it and maybe they'll consider what the Globe has to say.
This weekend, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg sent signals he's considering a presidential run as an independent simply because both Trump and Sanders are ahead, and he thinks there might be room for a third-party candidate in this cycle. Did that get a lot of attention this weekend? Will that have any impact on the primary in a couple of weeks?
Well, I don't think it's going to have any impact on the primary other than the fact that it's something else we can be talking about. I mean, this is where we're talking about challengers. If you're a candidate right now who is not winning the New Hampshire primary, if you're a candidate who needs to surge a little bit, you are a little upset that Mike Bloomberg just took a lot of airtime from you on cable news over the weekend. But the consolation is that you're really happy that the New England Patriots did not make it to the Super Bowl, because this whole region would be talking about the Super Bowl nonstop, and there would not be much of an opportunity for you to get your message out at the last minute.
The Iowa caucuses are next week. Most of the candidates are going to be there this week, but there will be a couple of candidates in New Hampshire, correct?
That's right. We typically see this every single cycle where a candidate will say, you know what, if all the media and if all the candidates are fighting for space in Iowa, I'm going to do the contrarian thing and go to New Hampshire and show how much I really care about the state. And look, if you're an establishment lane candidate, Iowa is probably not going to determine who gets third or second place in New Hampshire. Your time on the ground when you have the voters all to yourself may.
James Pendle is the Boston Globe's political reporter covering the New Hampshire primary. We speak with him every Monday morning. Thanks, James.
Thank you.